The Road Home Shelter in downtown Salt Lake City signed a contract with the state to move every family out of the facility by July 15th. That means the pressure is on to find low-income housing, and quick. KUER's Whitney Evans reports.
Here at the Road Home, 13-year-old Jonathan Whaley rides the big yellow cart he and his mom are using to move their belongings out of the private room they've lived in for about 8 months. Lori Tong and her son have a new one-bedroom apartment just down the street.
I'm feeling uplifted knowing that I never gave up.
After a surgery in 2015, Tong says she could no longer work and was evicted. She's since relied on her strong faith and self-reliance to get her through the difficulty of living in a homeless shelter.
If we were insulted or saw anything horrible, I made sure that it didn't make me depressed or anything, so I just kept going.
Safety is one reason state policymakers decided that families should begin moving out of the shelter, which is set to close in June of 2019. Three new smaller shelters will replace it. The Road Home got some state funding in May to jumpstart housing efforts. 15 families at the shelter right now need a place to go. Michelle Flynn is Associate Director of Programs at the Road Home. She says a few landlords have come forward with units, but rents are competitive.
Our staff, our housing locators, our case managers, our shelter staff are working tirelessly, long hours, right alongside those families who are also working tirelessly.
But the flow of families into the shelter isn't stopping, Flynn says. On average, 50 new families seek emergency shelter at the Road Home each month.
Our challenge is getting that gap filled in the economy that we have now with the potential of further cuts on the national level for housing and urban development. These are all things that we have to watch.
Families who don't immediately find housing will be taken to the family shelter in Midvale or given hotel vouchers if that shelter is full. Whitney Evans, KUER News.